You are listening to KG Mwekezi on SAFM.
Welcome back. It's 23 minutes past 3 on SAFM. And now we are going to Kenya because voting is currently underway in Kenya. Millions of Kenyans will vote for their presidency, national legislature and country offices. This is the country's seventh general election since the multi-party electoral democracy was reinstated 30 years ago. We're crossing live now to Nairobi, Kenya to speak to SABC correspondent Sarah Kimani. Sarah, good afternoon from South Africa. Thank you so much for making the time. Tell me so far, what is it looking like? What time did the polls open this morning?
Well, in most places across the country, they opened on time at 6 in the morning, but there are places where they were delayed either because voting materials did not arrive on time or because of security issues. We understand also in some areas because there was flooding, so they were delayed. But also one of the other things is that in some areas, even though they opened early, the voting equipment, the identification equipment failed. And so people stayed on the queues for long before they could actually start voting.
Yeah. So when you say equipment failed, what kind of equipment do they generally use in your country for your elections?
Well, the whole process is manual, apart from the identification, where they use something they call a KIMS kit. It is a digital tool which looks like an iPad, and you put your fingerprint, and then it brings out your details once you give your identity card. So in some places, it failed either because the network was not very good, the connectivity was not good, or because the equipment just overheated. Or in some places, we understand people did not know the polling clerks.
Yeah.
Did not know how to use it, and so they failed. But generally, you'd say it has been a good exercise.
22 million people registered to vote. What is it currently looking like in terms of participation? Is it looking like all 22 million who are registered to vote are out to come and make their voices heard?
Incidentally, it looks like it will be a low voter turnout. By midday, the Electoral Commission says only 6 million people had actually turned out to vote. That is about 30% of those who are registered to vote. So quite some low numbers. And even now, I'm myself on the queue coming down to vote, and the queues are quite low with just a few minutes left before our polls start closing.
Yeah, and William Ruto, the hopeful, and of course Raila Odinga, the other hopeful, where did they themselves go and vote?
Well, William Ruto voted in his hometown in Western Kenya, in a town called Eldoret, where he was born, while Raila Odinga voted here in Nairobi in his constituency called Kibra constituency. This is where he has also been representing as a member of parliament previously.
Yes, and you said William Ruto voted in his home, and Raila Odinga?
Here in Nairobi, in a constituency called Kibra constituency.
Yeah. It's been a nail-biter of a race in many ways, Sarah. And I suppose in many ways it's a testament to your maturing democracy. But as you were going through the country reporting on these upcoming elections, what primarily were Kenyans saying they are looking for and they are wanting for their next government?
Change, which they feel they will not be able to get with the two leaders that are coming into power. In terms of personalities, they say these people represent the same thing. They represent the old way of doing politics. These people have been political buddies, so they feel not much will come out of it. However, they still want a person who will address the issues that face them, the high cost of living, free primary education, free medical care. They have a raft of things that they would want to see addressed, but they feel that these two leaders represent the same thing. They have previously worked together in government, and so they are not very enthusiastic. They Kenyans would have wanted to see new faces. That may not be possible this time.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, a fact, Sarah, that Kenyan elections have a history of being messy. They have, you know, a history of really being unpredictable affairs. Previous polls in Kenya were marred by widespread violence, lengthy courtroom dramas. I remember in 2017, there was even a murder of a senior electoral electoral official just days before the poll happened. What now is, if at all, is it looking like to you as somebody who has covered elections in terms of the kind of history that Kenyan elections come with? The mess I'm talking about, the unpredictable issues that I'm talking about, and the widespread violence that previously happened?
Violence may be not predictable. This, I mean, it looks like there may be no violence, but what will happen is that there may be people going to court because, like I told you, the equipment has failed massively. There are areas where elections have been postponed, and elections in Kenya has become a matter of life and death. One, because people spend so much money contesting for these elective seats, but also because it has become very competitive, and politics is seen to be a very lucrative career for many people. So it is a matter of do or die. Remember, so many people are vying for seats, and the only available seats are 1,800, and more than 14,000 people are vying for these seats. So there will be so many people who will have their hearts broken when the results finally come out.
What, according to you, distinguishes the two candidates? I mean, according to you, what has even been outstanding about how they ran their campaigns?
Edge. Edge is the one thing that comes to mind immediately. Ruto is 55, Raila is 77. Ruto has been in government longer. Raila mainly has been in the opposition. Raila stands for reforms. Mainly, we have seen him fighting for a new constitution, fighting for multi-party democracy. He has been jailed previously by previous regimes as he fought for multi-party democracy. Ruto, on the other hand, has been a system person. He's coming out now as a deputy president, and he's vying as a deputy president. Previously, he's been a youth winger for the ruling party. He's been a minister in government. So they're very different. And even their way of campaigning, Ruto depends very much on young people. And so he's very digital in his way of doing things. Only this time are we seeing Raila adopting a lot of that digital stuff.
Yeah. And the population of Kenya, how old is the average Kenyan as we're having this conversation?
The average age of a Kenyan is 19, and millions of us do not have jobs. A lot of these young people are actually disoriented, and probably the reason why many of them will not be coming out to vote today, because they don't have jobs, and they're saying the people on the ballot don't even represent them. They feel they're out of touch with what is happening in the country.
So when are the results expected to start trickling in?
Well, the polling stations are closing in a few minutes. Time now, in about half an hour, the polling stations will close and then counting begins immediately. Results in terms of getting a nationwide idea of what is happening should take up to 3 days, but the Electoral Commission have up to 7 days to announce the winner.
Fantastic. We'll leave it here, and I'm sure we'll talk again in the week. Thank you, Sarah Kimani, SABC reporter in Nairobi, Kenya. It's 3:32. It's time for traffic with Rob Byrne.